Hey, what's going on, guys? Josh Mudicon here. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the second episode of my mini podcast. So, let's just get right into it. So, this episode is going to be about me spreading my ankle. Before we get right back into that story, let's talk about my first podcast last night. So, that was awesome. First time doing it, minute and a half little recording sesh. I got four favorites from four separate people, and six listens and like two applause. Thank you. That's amazing. Coming from YouTube, which is a much larger platform, there's a lot more competition, so therefore it's harder to grow because there's so much options. You just get lost in the crowd. It's very hard to stand out from it. So going to this, and where it's a smaller platform and there's not as many people out there, I feel like it's going to be like a little easier to get recognition, which I think is just amazing. And I'm glad I had this opportunity to do this, and I hope y'all are having a God bless day. Thank you, the listeners so far that have favorited the station. God bless you, and just Jesus loves you, and I hope you just continue support me. Yeah, so let's get into the ankle story. Alright, y'all, so let's jump into how I sprained my ankle playing cornhole, of all things. How do you do that? Well, I'm about to tell you. Okay, so this happened two nights ago. I am able to walk around in my backyard telling this story, but it does hurt my ankle, but I do not want to stay inside watching Lost all day like I have been doing with my parents. I want to get outside, do something. And that something is going to be Anchor. All right, so let's get right into the story. Saturday, 2 days ago, soon as I get to the Independence Day party that my family has every year, we have it the Saturday every year after July 4th. All right, so we do big fireworks, lots of food, volleyball. As soon as I get there, I was playing cornhole with my cousin. He beats me by 8 points to 21. Now, what is cornhole? All right, you get these bags of corn. There's big wooden plates with one hole in each of them, right? And if you throw one bag of corn on it, then that's a point, okay? But if you get in the hole, that's 3 points, and you play to 21, right? All right, cousin beat me by 8 points first game, so I was not the happiest feller. And I won the second game by 6 points. So naturally, I jumped up in the air with my fist over my head, started running at him, because I was happy that I just won, because he was like, oh, I beat you. And then I'm like, yeah, well, I just beat you. Now you're my slave, okay? And then, so the boards, we were on like a little slanted hill. Then as I was running at him, then there was a root. I came down on the root. My ankle turned, sprained it, made like six different pops, went. Then I jumped to a tree, sat down, had to play volleyball with a sprained ankle. My team lost because of me, because I couldn't bend over to hit the darn ball, and I still feel bad about that. So I managed somehow to sprain my ankle playing cornhole, of all things, and my dad likes to make fun of me about that, because all you do is stand still and throw bags of corn at a piece of wood, and I somehow managed to sprain my ankle playing cornhole. So that's how I sprained my ankle. But later that night, after we ate, after I sprained my ankle, after we played volleyball, I went to go help my cousin Daniel. I think he's my cousin, might be my uncle, but I know his name's Daniel, and his son's my cousin, so I think that would make him my cousin too. I don't know, it confuses me. Cousin things confuse me. Anyways, he's in charge of all the hundreds of dollars worth of fireworks we do at this family get-together every year. So he gets my uncle, Christopher, my cousin Isaac, which is his son, and me to go help light the fireworks. I'm in charge with a big old row of a bunch of smaller fireworks. And then at the grand finale, I light some of these big kahuna fireworks, right? So midway, all right, so this is important. He gave us safety glasses and earplugs. Okay, so it wouldn't damage our ears or, you know, sparks hit our eyes. So I couldn't really hear much, okay? So we're lighting the fireworks, right? It's dark, shooting them over a lake, okay?
I'm focused on lighting these fuses, okay? These fuses, they gotta be lit. I gotta show them that I can do this. My first year doing this, because I'm a big kid now. I am 16 years old. I am a man by Jewish law, and I am going to do just the best thing ever. I'm not gonna mess up. This is gonna be lit, okay? Literally lit. It's fireworks, right? So, halfway through lighting all the fuses, I can't hear the fireworks, remember, because I have earplugs. I see just things exploding from the corner of my eyes. I'm like, wait, things are supposed to be exploding in the sky, not right beside me. I turn around, I see this little box of fireworks shooting these massive death bombs. And it's fallen over. It's fallen over. And every time it shoots, it's turning. So it's trying to kill me. And I can't. I have a sprained ankle. I'm having to hobble around dodging the fireworks. Like, literally. I'm not exaggerating this at all. Like, fireworks were just exploding all around me. Like, I could feel them. They were burning my skin, right? And it was so crazy. My ankle sprained. Right? And I'm having to get around, dodge these death balls, and every time it shoots, it changes course, and then it knocks down another one. And then my Uncle Chris, they get even closer to him than my cousin Isaac. He's 13, right? I look over at him. He is running to light some more fireworks, as his dad's calling him. And then I see him get shot by one.
Right, so I see Isaac, my cousin, just get hit by a firework, okay? I'm not talking about like little Saturn missiles or bottle rockets. I'm talking like 50 buck, you know, boxes of fireworks flying around us. Me having to dodge them with a sprained ankle, and they're hitting the lake water. They're hitting the trees. They hit Daniel's truck, for goodness sake. I promise, I'm not exaggerating any of this. I look over, I see Isaac just hunkered down running towards his dad because his dad told him to come here and light some more fireworks. And then I could barely hear things just popping everywhere because there's light all in the sky because fireworks are still going off. Fireworks are going off all around us. My Uncle Chris is just dodging them, just going, yeah! All right, so he is just running around, and then I see Isaac, right? He's running towards his dad, like I said. A big red death ball of fire soars at his chest, explodes right on his chest, like an inch or two away from his chest, and I just see it explode on him. It hit him.
About 3-4, like, if you spread out your hand, like, you know how your fingers would send, he's about, like, 3 fingers, all right? The death ball is about 3 fingers away from his chest. I see that red thing just explode, like he was inside a dome of just fire, okay? A dome of firework fire, okay? It explodes right in front of his chest and just goes, and I just see him, and I didn't know if he was hurt or what in the world was going on. But I knew one thing. His dad was over there, so it wasn't my responsibility. So I kept lighting the fireworks. So it was really funny to see him get hit, and he was by the firework, but he was fine. I mean, because I saw him afterwards, there wasn't even any holes in his shirt, and he was fine. And so that was really, really funny, and everybody said it was very entertaining seeing us run around like a bunch of monkeys running away from exploding death balls. So that's how my cousin got hit by a giant death ball of red fire. It was hilarious, and it was really fun and dangerous, and it was dark. I wonder if there's like a mark on Daniel's truck because one hit it and exploded. But all good things, because, you know, we're rednecks. It's funny. Danger is fun. We do retarded things.
All right, so that's going to conclude the mini podcast of today.
I've started to learn some new things about this app, about how you can't record over like 3 minutes. There's a lock button, so you don't have to keep your thumb on the button, and you can combine all your 3 minute clips into one episode. So I'm gonna do that after I'm done posting all of these. So I really hope this goes somewhere, and even if it doesn't, I'm having a lot of fun doing it. Just, you know, talking to nothing. Just kidding, I know you guys are there. But if you guys have any crazy firework stories, sprained body parts or broken anything, just call in, send me a recording, and just don't be cussing or anything in the recording, because I want to keep this, you know, clean. I'm a Christian and all that, you know, it's not. Keep the recordings clean. Send me a call in, and I will put you in the podcast. All right, so God bless, like, I usually say on my YouTube channel, God bless subscribers, but, like, you favorite, you don't subscribe, so, like, God bless favoriters. No, I'm just gonna say God bless listeners. So share with your friends if you think they would enjoy anything like this, like these stories. And I'm going to try to find something new to talk about every day. But yeah, all this went down Saturday, 2 days ago. So yeah, call in. Give me some little claps, all right? Give me some claps. I'm going to try to clap while holding my phone. Yeah, give me some clappy wappies. Give me some favorites. Share with your friends. God bless you. Jesus loves you. And I'll see all of y'all beautiful people tomorrow. See ya.